This is According to Jim with Jim Joyner, McPherson Sports Talk Show.
Bullpups win! Bullpups win! Bullpups win it!
Listen every day, Monday through Friday, from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com. According to Jim is your source for Chiefs talk.
10-5, touchdown, Kansas City, a 106-yard kickoff return right out of the gate.
The Royals.
Swinging a ground ball to third is fair. Fair ball up the left field line. Here's Cologne, and the Royals win it.
College football and college basketball.
8 to shoot, Paul, the runner. Loose ball, it's good! The slipper still fits!
And everything else that's going on in the sports world.
Inside corner, the Royals, 2015 World Champions!
Now it's time for According to Jim. Here's your host, Jim Joyner.
Let's do this thing, a Football Friday edition of According to Jim right here on 96.7 FM KBBE. We have a big show planned. We will take a look at what's coming up this weekend. We will hear from Fearless Forecaster and some of his picks that he submitted this week that you can also find on midkansasonline.com. We'll also have Taylor Eldredge from the Wichita Eagle. He will preview what's going on throughout the Wichita area, as well as the McPherson area, with some high school sports tonight. And then we will take your calls to hear what you think the Bullpups are going to do tonight against Rose Hill. And just a reminder, that game will start at 6 o'clock instead of 7 o'clock. They're trying to beat some of this weather. But we have an exciting According to Jim coming to you today. You can listen to us online at midkansasonline.com, or you can find us on the podcast at soundcloud.com/KBBE Sports. Jim Joyner, Steve Sell, hey, welcome on.
Hey, what's happening?
I'm excited for this show today. This is your first Football Friday that we've had for According to Jim, and I think that when it comes to a Friday, you've got a ton of things to talk about, and we have a big weekend full of sports. Not only do we have high school sports going on, we have the MLB playoffs with all four series going tonight, and then we have the weekend of college football. We have the NFL on Sunday with the Chiefs going on Sunday night. I mean, in terms of football and sports weekends, this is about as good as it gets.
It really does. And, of course, homecoming tonight out at the stadium. We want everyone to be safe and careful out there if the weather does turn bad before the game gets over. This is why they've moved it up to 6 o'clock. Supposedly, the bad weather will get here around 9:30. So if the game goes as normal, we ought to be done by about 8:15 or so. That's figuring in homecoming too. So anyway, everyone be careful out there. And if you don't want to go to the game, worried about the weather, you can join us on here.
That's what I was going to say. There is pretty much nothing better than turning on the radio, sitting around the fireplace and listening to Jim Joyner and Steve Sell. I mean, I've heard some smooth sounding things, and I've heard those fireside chats with Teddy Roosevelt back in the, or with FDR, not Teddy.
Well,
Franklin
I
Roosevelt.
Probably remember those.
I figured you were close, maybe
yeah.
A wee little lad.
Yeah.
But I think that sounds about as good as it gets. So let's get right into it. We have a lot of things coming up this weekend in terms of sports. And when it comes to picking sports, the man in McPherson who always does it is Fearless Forecaster. He dropped his picks off yesterday. Steve, you posted them on our website. And let's not dig as much into the high school yet, because we're going to tee that up right before we go to end the show from about 12:50 to 1. So those of you that are going to want to talk about what's going on with the Bullpups tonight and give your predictions for Rose Hill, make sure to be around that phone at around 12:50 and call us at 620-241-1504. 620-241-1504. Before we dig into the high school, let's take a look at what's going on in the college world. The only game that happened last night was Louisville against North Carolina State. Lamar Jackson might have seen his Heisman hopes go away as they were beat by the team out of North Carolina State. Not a very good-looking performance there, but lots of good college games coming up. We have a couple in the SEC that are good in Alabama and Texas A&M, but I don't really see a whole lot going great there for the Aggies. And then in the ACC, our owners will like to hear this one, Miami taking on Florida State. and Florida State is unranked and playing Miami, who is ranked for like the first time in 40 years.
Yeah, and they're really beat up. Florida State has really had trouble keeping a quarterback healthy. Miami, they're not the U yet, but, you know, Mark Richt's down there coaching them now. He's kind of getting them back on track. But I would think Miami is probably going to win that game.
Then we go to the Big 12, and when we start with the local teams, Kansas State against Texas on Saturday. I think that Kansas State has a chance here, but Texas, to me, is starting to get a little bit better. Their defense has been good. Fearless Forecaster predicted 35-14, but I don't think I can see Kansas State scoring that many points.
Well, it's about time for Kansas State to step up. You know, in the preseason, I was the one that predicted K-State could win the Big 12 if everything fell right. Right now, I've been a little disappointed in how K-State has started. You know, they lost the game at Vanderbilt, which I didn't see coming. But they're just not as explosive with the big plays. It's a grinded-out team. I still feel like Alex Barnes is not getting enough touches. That guy needs to be getting 20 touches a game. Their receivers are dropping way too many passes. But I think Texas is the team that's going to bring out the best in the Wildcats, and so does Fearless. Fearless Forecaster picked at K-State 35, Texas 14.
Now, the biggest game on the schedule, I mean, this is the one that everybody has been talking about all week long. It has the primetime 11 a.m. FS1 kickoff. Texas Tech at Kansas in Lawrence. I don't see any chance KU can win this game.
Well, it's going to be an intimate gathering at Memorial Stadium. It'll be about 13,000 of the Jayhawks' closest friends.
3,845 of the biggest KU fans.
And as an alum of KU, it's really painful to watch it. I remember it was 10 years ago when you almost couldn't get a ticket to a KU game. They were drawing 50,000. The attendance figures are definitely inflated, even when they say 28,000. All you got to do is look at the TV. I mean, I went to Memorial Stadium for years when I was a kid. I went to school there. There hadn't been more than 15,000, I don't think, at a game this year. Texas Tech will score almost every time it has the ball. Fearless Forecaster agrees with me again. Texas Tech 69, Kansas 35.
And two more Big 12 games. West Virginia is at TCU, the only big-time ranked game that we will see this weekend. TCU is a team that I like a lot, and partly because I saw them play Arkansas and just absolutely kill them. And so I think that TCU is not getting as much credit for as good as they are. I mean, they went into Stillwater and absolutely destroyed that Oklahoma State team, which can put up numbers against anybody. West Virginia hasn't quite done it for me yet. TCU is a 12.5-point favorite, and I like TCU.
So did Fearless. He picked TCU, but he picked it close, 37-33. He's missed on TCU a couple times. The red flag for me is that KU had almost a 300-yard rusher on the ground in Herbert. The Herbert kid had 291 yards, and if West Virginia's giving up 291 to him, that tells me there's a lot of holes in that West Virginia defense.
All right, how about some of the local KCAC college games? We have McPherson College taking on Kansas Wesleyan. We also have Bethany traveling to Leavenworth, the wonderful trip over to Leavenworth, and they will take on St. Mary. What do you think in those two games, or what did Fearless Forecaster predict?
Well, Kansas Wesleyan probably has more offensive weapons than any team in the KCAC. 45-27 in that one. The McPherson College defense has been kind of feast or famine. In their two wins, they've given up about 150 yards in both those wins. In their two losses, they've given up 51 points a game. Wesleyan's got a lot of weapons. Again, the quarterback for Kansas Wesleyan, Kelly Cordova, played receiver at McPherson College as a freshman when there was a coaching change. He left during before they'd hired the new coach, and Kelly Cordova's done a great job. So Wesleyan should win that one handily. And then Bethany and St. Mary. Bethany, I said before the season, and apparently I've rubbed off on our forecaster, because I said Bethany will be the surprise team in the KCAC. They were picked eighth in the conference. I had them fifth, and it looks like maybe I misfired on that, because they're undefeated so far, getting some votes nationally. But St. Mary is a tough place to play, but I see Bethany 34, St. Mary 31.
All right, NFL over the weekend. First, the game that happened last night with the Patriots and the Buccaneers. It looked like Tampa Bay was going to have a chance to go down the field and win it on the final play, but they did not complete the pass at the goal line, so they dropped to New England 19-14. Even though New England won, Steve, I'm still not seeing the Patriots of old within this team.
Wow, this dink and dunk offense of Tom Brady, it's Maybe it's because he's 40 years old, but he's not throwing the ball downfield very much. Everything, you know, it's a nickel and dime offense is what I call it. Everything, the running backs, you know, just bubble screens to their wide receivers. And, again, the only good thing New England has going for it, it's in the worst division in football.
Yeah.
So, you know, there may not be another team in their division that finishes at 500 or better.
The Chiefs have the 7:30 primetime game this week, but the Cowboys and the Packers will play at 3:25, a rematch of that playoff game from a season ago when Green Bay drove down the field, kicked the game-winning field goal to end the hopes of the Cowboys. They are playing in Jerry World, and I don't like the Cowboys in this game very much. I like Green Bay.
Well, I'm going to differ with you. I'm going to go Dallas. I think it's time for the Cowboys to step up and finally start to play the way they're capable of. Let's face it, Dak Prescott, maybe a little bit of the sophomore jinx, maybe teams, you know, watch enough film of him during the offseason that they're starting to figure things out. But, boy, I'm just not sold on a team that can't run the football, and the Packers can simply not run the football.
Then the game that we will all have our eyes on here, it'll start at 6 o'clock right here on 96.7 FM, KBBE, with pregame coverage on the Chiefs Fox Football Radio Network. Chiefs and Texans, Chiefs are a one-point favorite going into this one. Something tells me a little bit that the Chiefs are going to have to play a really tough game. When you remember the game in the regular season last year against the Texans, the Chiefs did not play very well. They had a couple of interceptions. If I remember right, Marcus Peters had two. But they didn't play very well offensively. But because of this Texans defense, it makes things hard. With J.J. Watt healthy, with Jadeveon Clowney playing well, this could be a tough game for the Chiefs. Now, I picked them to win and to cover a one-point spread, but that game has me a little bit more nervous than Washington did.
Well, Houston scored 57 points last week, just blew everybody's mind. And I always have a theory. It's kind of like a golfer, so I can relate to this. If you go out and shoot a 69, if I go out and shoot 69 at Turkey Creek, chances are I'm going to shoot about 79 the next round. There's always that sense it's hard to play great two rounds in a row. And I look at that for Houston. I like the Chiefs. Less than 7 points. Anywhere from 4 to 7. Like a 23-20. That's going to be my pick.
Okay, I can see that. And then the other games that are going on this weekend, not as much on the football field as we will see some MLB baseball. The Astros and the Red Sox. Jose Altuve hit 3 home runs yesterday as the Astros now hold a 1-0 lead over the Red Sox in that series. And then Cleveland beat the Yankees 4-0 last night. So 1-0 Cleveland, 1-0 Houston, and then we will see the Cubs and National Series start, as well as the Diamondbacks and the Dodgers tonight. The Astros with the home field advantage and a 1-0 lead. Same thing with Cleveland.
Well, I told you, I like Houston. I like Houston in 4, Cleveland in 5. I just don't think Boston can hang with Houston. Verlander pitched a great game. Keuchel goes tonight. I look for Houston to be up 2-0. Houston to be up 2-0. And I look for Cleveland to be up 2-0 after today. Aaron Judge, 4 at-bats, 4 strikeouts. The Yankees offense, boy, it looked rather sickly. And now they got to face Corey Kluber, the best pitcher in baseball. I like Cleveland to be up 2-0. Then I like New York to win 2, and then Cleveland to win it in 5.
So that's what will be happening throughout the weekend in the sports world. Coming up after the break, we will talk with Taylor Eldridge from the Wichita Eagle as he will preview everything coming up when it comes to high school sports over the weekend here in South Central Kansas. You're listening to According to Jim on 96.7 FM KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim with Jim Joyner podcast. According to Jim with Jim Joyner was brought to you by Overhead Door Company of North Central Kansas, Mead Liquor, Great Plains Federal Credit Union, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Welcome back onto According to Jim. Jim Joyner, Steve Sell here on 96.7 FM KBBE. Rolling along now on a Football Friday edition, our first Friday. Steve, we've made it through 4 days. We're about to make it through the first week. We haven't been fired yet.
There you go. You bet. I mean, we still got our jobs, and I don't have to, go on the streets and beg for food yet.
Every now and then, if you drive down East Kansas Ave, Steve will pop out of his house and be standing there with the thumb out. So if you
well,
see Steve standing there.
You know, I could always
there,
be a pool boy.
That's
know?
True.
I could be a pool boy.
You have a little bit of the pool boy body and the idea to you. I think that that would be... So if you do end up getting to a point where we need some food, need some money, Steve Sell can be your cabana boy. You heard it here first on According to Jim. Now, let's turn things over to Taylor Eldridge as he joins us on According to Jim. Hopping on with us now is Taylor Eldridge from the Wichita Eagle, and he is one of the best reporters of high school football in this area. He is always running around, always on social media, giving all these great high school athletes some good coverage. And Taylor, we knew that coming into this season, Division III of the Arc Valley League was going to be very good with Buehler, May South, and McPherson all at the top. They're now all 4-1 heading into Week 6. Were you surprised at all at the way things have worked out through five games? Because I know you had Buehler predicted to go undefeated at the beginning of this year, as well as May South to go 8-1. It seems like it's played out a bit of the way that everybody thought it would.
Yeah, I think with everything Buehler had coming back this year, I think a lot of people kind of had penciled them in as the team to beat in 4A1. And you open the season at McPherson, I mean, they win handily, 33-21. That's still a very high-quality win. And they've just traded losses pretty much between those three, McPherson, Buehler, May South. They've all beat each other. And I think they're all three on just about equal playing field right now, and I expect all three to qualify for the playoffs. And I think it's pretty much a guarantee that at least two of those teams are going to be playing each other in the postseason. You might have to go through the other two to make it as far as they want. So I think you're going to be seeing a lot of rematches here in November.
And as a whole this year, 4A1 has been really good with Buehler and May South and McPherson, like we just talked about. Also Augusta and the Arc Valley Chisholm Trail. Also Andale is 5-0. Who do you think is the best team out west? And I know that you have Buehler, May South, and Andale all in your 4A1 top five.
Out west, I mean, I think it's those three teams that we mentioned. I think that's still, those three are the class on the west side. And I think it's going to come down. And we just don't really know how good Andale is exactly. They play collegiate tonight. So, I mean, that's going to be kind of a proving game. Collegiate has already lost two. Buehler, I mean, they kind of handled them on the road. So, I mean, if Andale wants to prove it's in that same class, I mean, it's going to have to do the same thing tonight against Collegiate. Those four, May South, McPherson, Andale, and Buehler, I think those are kind of a cut above. Augusta, they're still trying to kind of break through. They're definitely on that next tier, but they're going to have to knock off one of those teams if they want to prove that they can, that they have enough firepower to hang with the teams like that. But yeah, I mean, it's going to be really interesting because those four teams, I think they're all going to see each other pretty early in the playoffs. So it's going to make for definitely some entertaining games early in that bracket.
We're talking with Taylor Eldridge from the Wichita Eagle, and I know that we will have to wait and see how the brackets play out this year to see what McPherson's fate is, but it looks like it's going to be another tough road with potentially playing Andale as well as May South and Buehler all on the road to get to the state championship game. And I know that next season 4A is going to the same playoff system as 5A and 6A, with the ninth game of the season being a play-in game based off your seeding. I think that this will be really good. Are you excited to see 4A move to 5 and 6A's playoff system?
Yeah, absolutely. I think it's the 6A and 5A coaches love it. They think it's done wonders for them, and they really like how it worked. They're still kind of tinkering with the tiebreakers, and because obviously when you only play eight games, I mean, you're going to have teams finish with the same record. And I think in 6A West this year, I mean, you might see it might be like six teams at 6-2 or 7-1, and I think the tiebreakers are going to be a huge factor in those playoffs. I mean, you could see a team like Derby go all the way from like a 3 seed to maybe like a 6 seed just because of the tiebreaker and the points. So, it creates intrigue. I mean, every week matters instead of just the final three. So that's what they really like about it. But, yeah, I mean, like you mentioned, I mean, a team like McPherson, I mean, if they win that district, I mean, you still might have to go through Andale, May South, Buehler just to get to the championship game, which is just a crazy hard schedule. I mean, that's three of the best teams in 4A1 right there. So Yeah, I mean, it's crazy how difficult the path is in 4A1, and in some cases, I think it is maybe a little bit tougher than maybe even a 5A or 6A, at least early on in the bracket.
We're talking with Taylor Eldridge from the Wichita Eagle, and obviously Miege is the name that's looming over there on the east side. DeSoto has also been good this year. They're undefeated, as well as Baser Linwood, another strong team, and they've been good for the last few seasons. But even though the West is really good this year, does it still feel like to you that nobody is going to be able to get to Miege's level?
Yeah, I mean, I have Miege as the number one team in Kansas right now in my rankings. I think a lot of people do in Kansas right now. I mean, you can hope. I mean, I thought that Buehler team last year was the real deal, and they went up there, and Miege, I mean, took it to them. I do think Miege's team has fallen off a bit from last season, but, I mean, they're still, still undefeated, still went through a pretty rigorous Eastern Kansas League schedule. They've come out 5-0, and now they're playing 4A1 teams. I mean, they're going to play that DeSoto game in the regular season, so we'll get to see just how close, DeSoto is, and have a little bit of a better idea. But yeah, I mean, Miege is still the overwhelming favorite. I mean, you look at Buehler, May South, McPherson, any of those three make it to the final, they're still going to be monumental underdogs. So, I mean, I think there is a there's always a chance. I mean, you always have to play it out on the field. But, I mean, I really do think that Miege, just the way their program is rolling right now, I mean, I think a lot of people would pick them to win 5A. A lot of people would pick them to win 6A. That's just how good they are. So, yeah, I mean, take them all the way down to 4A, and it's just kind of, that's a tough ask for any of these teams that compete with them. But, that's why you have to play it on the field. I mean, it would be a huge upset if any of those teams were able to win.
Yeah, I don't think that Bishop Miege is a favorite here in McPherson and also on the west side of the state. We're talking with Taylor Eldridge from the Wichita Eagle. What other games in the area will you have your eye on this weekend?
Yeah, I mean, I think I'm going to be at Heights at Capen tonight. I think that's going to be an interesting Wichita City League battle. Heights is finally, they got their full arsenal back. They're rolling. Capen's off to a really good start, 4-1. They really need a win tonight. The back end of their schedule is just absolutely brutal. So it's going to be a kind of a key 5A swing game. I mean, these are two teams that are probably going to finish around the same record. So, I mean, if Heights can win tonight, that's huge for them. They're going to get some momentum going. They still have Bishop Carroll left on the schedule, and that could turn into a huge showdown as well. That's where I'm going to be, Garden City at Northwest. That's going to be a huge game in 6A West for potential seeding. Garden City, obviously undefeated. They've kind of struggled with some what I think is kind of middle-tier opponents, though, so they really haven't faced anybody of the caliber of Wichita Northwest. So we're going to find out if Garden City is the real deal tonight. They make the road trip to Northwest, and I think the Grizzlies, with that high-powered offense, I think they're going to win that game. And like I mentioned before, I mean, I think that's going to create that logjam with one-off teams. And if all the teams take care of business, then you're looking, like I said, at a potential, I think, 5- or 6-way tie for second place. And it's great.
All right. Thank you, Taylor, for hopping on with us today. Taylor Eldridge of the Wichita Eagle. And if you do not already follow him on Twitter, at VK Eldridge, if you like high school sports, he is the best follow in the area. He is always all over the place, videos and pictures of the student sections and just great reporting and coverage. Taylor's got it. Taylor, thanks for hopping on with us.
All right. Thank you so much.
Taylor Eldridge of the Wichita Eagle here on According to Jim on 96.7 FM, KBBE. It's a football Friday, and get ready to pick up your phone. We want to hear what you think with the Bullpups and Rose Hill tonight, starting at 6 o'clock. Pre-game coverage right here at 5:30 out at McPherson Stadium. Give us a call, 620-241-1504. On the other side of the break, we will take your calls on what you think will happen between the Bullpups and the Rockets. You're listening to According to Jim on 96.7 FM, KBBE.
You're listening to the According to Jim with Jim Joyner podcast. According to Jim with Jim Joyner was brought to you by Overhead Door Company of North Central Kansas, Mead's Liquor, Great Plains Federal Credit Union, and Four Seasons Realtors. You can also listen live Monday through Friday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. on 96.7 FM KBBE or online at midkansasonline.com.
Welcome back into a Football Friday on According to Jim. Coming up here in just a moment, we will take your calls regarding the Bullpups and the Rockets tonight at McPherson Stadium. A 6 o'clock start was supposed to be at 7 o'clock, but it will start at 6. Our coverage at 5:30 on 96.7 FM, KBBE. Jim Joyner, Steve Sell. Steve, what do you think is going to happen tonight between the Bullpups that are 4-1 and the Rockets that are 1-4?
Well, a lot's going to depend on the weather, of course, when the rain gets here. We know the rain's coming at some point, but I really see the Bullpups at least by 3 touchdowns, maybe 4. You know, we're going to be taking some calls on predictions, but my friend Wilson had a prediction, but Wilson doesn't like to get on the air, but Wilson did pick it 42-7 Bullpups.
All right, let's go to the phone lines. On line number one, we have Gage. Gage, what do you think is going to happen between the Bullpups and the Rockets tonight?
Well, Jim, first off, thanks for taking my call. I'm a big fan of this this segment. Not too sure what's going on with the Bullpups right now, honestly. I actually wanted to hear your opinion about the Chiefs game on Sunday.
Well, this is Bullpups and Rose Hill segment. You missed it a little bit earlier, Gage. I know you were having some problems with the internet, where you can always listen to us online at midkansasonline.com. I think that we're both in the market that we think the Chiefs are going to have to find a way to win against this Texans defense, but it should be a good game down there in Houston and taking on Deshaun Watson.
Well, shoot, if I missed the segment, that's my bad. But honestly, I expect the Bullpups to come out strong. I'd say bring home a dub of about by 17 points. That's my prediction.
I like that. Good call. Thanks for the call, Gage. And now we go to line number two. We have Mark on the line. Mark, what do you think the Bullpups are going to do tonight?
Well, I don't know much about Rose Hill, to be honest, but I wouldn't be surprised to see a shutout by halftime. And then if that happens, the second string may, you know, yield a few.
Well, I agree with Mark.
Yeah.
I just don't see Rose Hill probably scoring on the first team defense. And really, in this stretch of games the Bullpups have had, you know, the last two have been shutouts. And I, you know, really, the defense only gave up one touchdown against May South as well. And the defense did not give up a touchdown against Winfield. Winfield scoring against the second team. So I think Mark has hit it right on the head. As long as the first team's in, I'm not sure Rose Hill will score unless it's just some kind of fluke where there's a miscommunication in the secondary. If Rose Hill does score, it will come against the second team, I think, Jim.
And when you look back the last three games against Winfield and then against Augusta and then against Circle last week, the first team defense did not give up a touchdown. And the last touchdown that they gave up was against May South on the last play of the second quarter and the stretch where they scored 9 points in about 50 seconds to take a 9-0 lead and take the 9-0 win. But I think Mark is right. Mark, will you be going to the game tonight?
Weather permitting.
There you go. I like that. And if the weather does not permit, where are you going to be listening to the game?
I'll be right alongside you guys.
Yeah, that's what I figured. Mark is one of our loyal listeners, and he's always enjoying it.
And
I know he can't wait for
basketball
season.
And he is a wealth
season.
Of knowledge. The
yeah,
guy
is
a wealth of sports knowledge, and the best thing is he's a KU fan too.
Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah, that's a good thing. Have you seen his basement, Steve?
I haven't.
Oh, now that is a place where sports live. I think Mark has every piece of Kansas memorabilia down in his basement. Isn't that right, Mark?
Well, I have some of it.
All right, Mark. Thanks for your call, and hopefully you get to stay dry and remember to bring a poncho tonight as the Bullpups take on Rose Hill at 6 o'clock. So we've opened up the phone lines. We got a couple of calls. I like that. I think that you can probably figure out where Steve and I are at this point, that the Bullpups are going to outmatch Rose Hill on a dry field for sure. They are 4-1, Rose Hill is 1-4. But if this rain sticks around, Steve, you've watched high school football enough that you never know what happens. When the rain starts coming down, the football gets wet. I know the Bullpups have practiced with a wet football all week, but this is a game that could be challenging against the team that really they have handled very well over the last 5 years.
Yeah, and I brought up the point where the Mack College Ottawa game 1 year, Ottawa was nationally ranked, and Mack College beat them because Ottawa, in a downpour, had 12 fumbles. I think they lost 10, and the Bulldogs put together a couple scoring drives off turnovers and won that game. So anything can happen. Let's hope we can get the game in. We don't have any delays, and hats off to Shane Bakus and the administration for making the call early enough so everybody knows it's a 6 o'clock game.
And I think I saw a couple places around the state that they were thinking about moving games up to 4 o'clock. There were a couple others that were moved up to 6. And this is the hard thing about high school football, because if you don't get the game in on Friday night, then you have to play it on Saturday morning. And there is a huge difference, emotionally-wise, in the energy. That there's a huge difference between Friday night lights and Saturday morning not lights.
Well, because it's homecoming, I think that's one reason they're really trying to get it in tonight. Yeah. And I think Little River's another team that's playing at 6 o'clock. Of course, they've got Central Plains, and that's probably for the district championship. As far as some of our area games and the picks, Fearless Forecaster had Mound Ridge 21, Inman 7, the best rivalry west of the Mississippi. Central Plains 58, Little River 26, Heston 38, Kingman 24, looks for the Swathers to get back on the stick. Canton Galva is going to get back on the winning track, according to Fearless, 30-20 over St. John. And Smoky Valley is just going to keep on rolling, 41-7 over Windless Lions. And look for that game to be about 35-0 by halftime.
And the other matchups in the Arc Valley League that the Bullpups will have their eye on: Bueller against Augusta, a couple of 4-1 teams, as well as Mays South against Winfield and Andover Central against Circle. Look at this, Steve. A whole week of shows of According to Jim are officially in the books. We don't have anybody knocking on the windows. We've had people call in. I think that we've successfully made it through 5 days.
Well, we're still, you know, we're still hired, so you know, that's a good deal. But
what is it that they say, that they tend to let people go at like 4 o'clock on Friday afternoon? So I don't know if we're
well. Maybe we need
yet.
To be headed out to the stadium. But
yeah, I like that.
And we do appreciate the people that called in today. And I think when we do have our call-in segments, don't be afraid to get on there.
Oh no,
just give us your first name. We'll be glad to put you on there. But it's sure been a fun first week of According to Jim. And I think we've got something good here, and we do appreciate those sponsors who are backing this program.
Bullpups and the Rockets tonight at 6 o'clock from McPherson Stadium. Our coverage at 5:30 right here on 96.7 FM. KBBE, our thanks to Taylor Eldridge for coming on with us from the Wichita Eagle. And for Steve Sell, I'm Jim Joyner. Thanks for listening to According to Jim on 96.7 FM, KBBE.
According to Jim with Jim Joyner was brought to you by Overhead Door Company of North Central Kansas, Meade Liquor, Great Plains Federal Credit Union, and Four Seasons Realtors. Make sure to listen to According to Jim every weekday from 12:30 to 1 p.m. right here on 96.7 FM KBBE.